everyone. We are back on the air with the next episode of the Raiders Rambles. I am Jolt, chief host of the show, and joining me is none other than my co-host, Avira.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Good to see you again, as always.
All right.
Next on the show is No Dragons, Please.
Hey, good to be back again.
And of course,
virus free. Yay!
Oh yeah, I heard you actually gave us all a scare because of how, you know, just how close you were to getting it.
Yeah, turns out it's just allergies from, you know, Colorado State wildfires that have been the biggest for like 22 years. So, you know, no big deal.
I don't know. Snake's just on fire. I think literally, I think a new record is broken every year.
Yeah.
So hey. At least you're alive. That's the important part.
True.
At least the Chinese haven't got to you yet, which is a good part.
Yeah, yeah. I want some Chinese takeout now, though.
Careful. All right. Next on the show, we have Earth's Power.
Thank you. Thank you for having me again.
As always, my pleasure. And last of all, making his debut on the Raiders Rambles is Leo.
Hey guys, it's me, Leo. You know me, I do things, the green stuff.
A lot of stuff, and a whole lot of stuff. Do tell us a little bit of an interesting fact, I guess, you know, about what you do, your persona, all that thing, all of that stuff, just to give us a bit of a proper introduction.
Absolutely.
I guess, in a way.
Absolutely. So as the stone philosopher, what I do is I go and find a topic that I want to cover. I get really high, and then I write down everything that I think about while I'm contemplating that topic, and then I make a YouTube video where I give the rundown.
Wow. Well,
and that is at youtube.com/secondcontroller, because I made my YouTube account early enough that you were still able to have your username be your URL.
Ah, good old days, huh? Hmm.
Yeah, the devil's
yeah, back before Susan Wojcicki.
Yeah. Polish names are funny. I've never heard anybody say it like that, but you know what? You made it. You rocked it.
Thanks.
Yeah. So, in that case, though, we'll put the link to your YouTube channel in the description box so you can check out Leo's content. And
Thank you.
By all means, enjoy. You know, guess you can enjoy the show, make a new friend, support our guys. All that good stuff. So. Yeah, just a few little, you know, live comments to introduce. Black Spark, yes, I'm sorry to hear from your uncle's departure. Sad to hear, but at least, you know,
yeah,
he's in a better place.
Condolences, yeah. Man.
Condolences.
But, yeah, so let's start with a new change of pace. Let's start with a little bit of a little fun exercise for all of us.
Exercise?
Oh, boy.
What the hell is that?
Right?
Ironically enough, exercise is literally all I've been doing during quarantine, so.
That's good. At least that's better than more, you know, what more other furs do. So, yeah. So, what we have, first and foremost, is a survey written by our favorite fake news parlor, Dark Patch Press. Now, here's the brief. If you've ever had to explain the outside of what furries are, you might be a little weird. Or, as I prefer, I believe, eccentric. And as a writer who gets the lovable part and he wants you to help learn more about furries, you can be part of the research. And we might just do just that.
Oh, boy. So, they created a little survey. It's like 10 questions, maybe.
Right.
So, let's see where we stand here with those answers.
Now, you might be a little bit, you know... You might be a little bit irked out at what's to come, or maybe a little bit of the bias, because it's claimed that the survey writer T. Krulos may have a bit of a, you know, a current slant on things, because he's looking at things from 2015 to the current year under the Trump administration.
Yep.
So, ooh,
yep. So that's where it's at. All right.
Politics beware. All right. Shall we get started? Let's see. Let's go. Furry Fandom 2020 Survey. Question 1. What is your persona, name, and type? And in one sentence, can you tell why you picked it?
Okay.
All right. Well, yeah. By all means, feel free to answer it. Like, you know, let's see what you guys would put in if this was.
All right. Well, my name is Leo Ares, and I'm a lion. I chose a lion because lions have been my favorite animal since I watched the movie The Lion King, and they didn't stop being my favorite animal as I learned more about them. And the reason I went with the names Leo and Ares is because I kind of wanted to be a trash common filth, but at the same time, I wanted a unique backstory. So I went with, since Leo is an astrological sign, I would make his last name another astrological sign.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Very nice.
Fun fact, his middle name is Taurus.
Interesting.
All of the zodiac signs in one finger. Are you sure you're not a fire type? No, that's the wrong zodiac. I got the wrong zodiac.
Wait, no, Leo, Taurus, Aries. He's fire, earth, fire.
Oh, close. Okay, good save.
Well, fire and earth is how you make a stoner.
Oh,
plus water if you're the bong user.
That is very true.
All right, so okay, good answer to the first question. Second question. Let's pick someone different to answer this one. How would you describe your persona's personality in one word, Avira?
Okay, so I actually did this quiz a little while ago. I said superior because I'm just the best doggo. Like, I'm just like, yeah, I'm just the best doggo. Like, that's it. Yeah, so one word would be like, yeah, superior.
Yeah, only the best for the show. Only the best for the group.
Only the best. Absolutely.
All right. Next one is, I think I'd like to do a little bit of research for this one. What city do you live in? What would be your guess as to the number of furries in the area? I'll just say, now I'm here at least in Australia, just to give you guys a little bit of a perspective. It's more of like an insular community. There's like, let's say about, At least 100 or so that I, you know, maybe 60 that I see in a regular meet. So, yeah, it's its own little, you know, small town vibes. That's what's up.
Okay.
Yeah.
For that question, I actually answered like between 8 and 1,000. Well, I mean, like 800 and 1,000 people, probably in the New York area. I'm just guessing, but in Australia, like where you live, it's only 100.
Wow. Yeah, depends, but my one, like, we just have this small, you know, insular small town community feel is what it is.
Okay, like, I was thinking
there's definitely more out there, those that are not active at the meets and all that, but
yeah, but that's just a sign of 5 conventions, like 4 along the East Coast.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, and we haven't even broken the 4 digits yet for our largest conventions.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
But yeah, we're getting there. We're getting there. All right, so this next one. Elspow, you ready to answer the next question?
Yeah.
All right, this one is, how do you identify your race, sexuality, and relationship status?
Single. And
how do you identify your race, sexuality, and relationship status?
My race? Male. Single, and I think I'm missing a part, right?
I don't know. I thought you would have put in your, you know, your species as your race. Come on, get on their level.
Don't you mean,
let's say like lion if you were Leo,
yeah,
don't you mean playable folk?
Cat.
Yeah,
for me,
playable
cat,
folk man. Is the one.
Oh, yeah,
God, Dungeons and Dragons, what have you done? Too bad, though, you know. Yeah, I wish you could play as your persona, story for another time. Next one, number 5. Do you feel that the general public has misconceptions about what furry fandom is and what is the main one?
Oh, I guess I'm the one who hasn't answered, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. 100% yes. Definitely.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess the main one I hear for sure is it's just a bunch of people who want to get laid in animal suits. Like, literally, that's what I hear the most.
Wait, that's not what furries are? I gotta leave the fandom now.
That's exactly what I answered too. Like, Well, when I took the survey, I said the biggest misconception is it's a fetish. So I don't know if they read it or whatever, but that's what I said. Yeah, you're on point. That's totally it.
All right, here's where... Okay, so I had to skim through the survey, and be warned, this might be the bit where things start to turn downhill very badly.
Yeah. Are you ready? Oh, no, and it's my turn to answer.
No, it's not. It doesn't have to be your turn. Like, whoever wants to take the plate can go for it. You don't have to answer this one, but let's see what's next. Who are you voting for in the 2020 U.S. presidential election? If you're not, please say why.
Really?
Ineligible.
Really?
Oh, my God. Why, really? Really?
I'm voting for Donald Trump because it's the choice between Donald Trump and a ham sandwich right now.
Yep, me too.
I agree, yeah.
2020, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Alright. Yeah. Next one. Do you support Black Lives Matter?
No.
Oh, boy.
That depends. Do you mean literally Black Lives Matter, or do you mean the organization Black Lives Matter? Because I have different answers depending.
I don't know. That's just it at face value.
Oh, shit.
I support the concept, not the organization.
I agree.
What he said.
Hell,
exactly.
Yeah. All lives matter. Honestly, like, they really do. But Black Lives Matter, like, that organization, they're Marxists, man. Like, it's crazy. Nah, I don't.
Yeah, you can find that on the Black Lives Matter website. I don't know why people act like all it is people saying Black Lives Matter. Like, they have a website where you can give the rundown on what these people believe, and almost none of it has anything to do with Black Lives at all.
Exactly. Yep. Dude, they're terrorists. It's crazy. Right.
Next question. Have you participated in Black Lives Matter protests or other actions?
Hell no.
Or other actions? Yes. Plenty of actions.
Wait.
28 years worth of actions.
Define other actions in this case, though.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I think we could write some pressure to take Black Lives Matter out of town. That could be another action.
No, sorry. Can't be doing that.
Nah, they, I don't think they'll accept that as a legitimate answer, would they?
Sitting on my ass for 3 hours playing Star Fox 64 is not an action for this concept, is it?
I don't know, unless Fanta's life matters. Well,
Fox lives matter.
Slippy lives.
Lilation, what lives matter?
Slippy lives don't matter.
The speed run for kill Slippy percent.
Yeah.
Oh, that matters. Yeah, of course.
All right, this one's going to get even worse here. Next question. Have you been to fur conventions? Which one has been your favorite? That should have been up earlier in the survey, goddammit.
Shouldn't that have been number one?
I don't know.
Okay, but you know.
Like, why are they bringing this political nonsense after
politics,
into the conversation?
This is out of sync, this survey.
Okay, but remember what I said last week is we all have to push our political motives no matter what. Even if we don't believe in the political motives, we got to push them.
What does Black Lives Matter?
All right, my political motive is legalize marijuana on the federal level.
Have to do with conventions. Like, what?
Nothing.
All right, so what's your favorite convention that have you guys have ever been to?
I've never been to a convention.
Neither have I, so.
I haven't been. I mean, I've been to a convention, just not a fur convention.
That's all right. I think.
But I mean, there definitely were people in fursuits at that convention, so I guess that semi counts.
Yeah, it's fine.
I don't even own a fursuit.
I don't know if I would just.
I mean, like, they were there, but, you know, it's not really like a furry thing.
It wasn't really a furry convention. It was just Pop Culture Con, so, you know.
Right. I don't know. Well, I've been to a crap ton of conventions.
Yes, Nate, which one's your favorite? For Apocalypse.
And for
New England? Anthrocon?
For Apocalypse.
Good choice.
Absolutely, for Apocalypse. Yeah,
me? I've had my fair share of conventions. You can probably tell which one my favorite is.
Ooh. I don't know, actually.
Furry Down Under.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was thinking that, or like naturally. One of the Furmates, like Ironfest, like that.
Yeah,
that
looked really cool. Alright, yeah, next one. Are you familiar with the quote-unquote alt-furries who identify as quote-unquote alt-right brackets, or Nazi furs? Have you encountered them at cons or online?
Oh my gosh.
There it is.
Oh, I'm there the worst.
More political.
You know, can we skip this one?
Yeah. It's like, I want to say I am the big boss of the thing of contingent. I almost, but.
Armbands, what are those?
Oh my!
I don't know. Do they have this resemblance? Squints harder.
I wonder if they expected us to cover this when they made this survey. They're like, oh, those furry raiders are going to see this and they're going to be like, oh, we'll be like, we got them.
Yep.
It's a.
Well, alt furries, Nazis, ree.
I do not identify as an alt furry, by the way. I do not identify as alt right. I'm classical liberal, and it's just cool, a furry.
It really is. You know, when I took the survey, you know what my answer was to this? I said, Nazi furs don't exist. So I hope whoever reads this is like, oh, whoa.
I'm sure there's some Nazi fur out there in the world sitting in his basement thinking, damn, I wish I had some friends.
I mean, maybe if they exist, maybe. I don't think.
But I don't know. That's a far stretch, though. I don't know. That seems,
it's a far stretch, but whoever made this quiz, like, they actually believe that's a thing. So,
he's counting on this to, in the era of Trump, you must be super political, but yeah.
All the way political.
Next question. What's your answer to that?
What's my answer to this one? Yeah, I guess. I just want to skirt around it for the time being.
Yeah.
All right. Next one.
Skirt.
I don't know. Which of these is the right, in your opinion, is the right response to quote unquote alt furries?
Oh my gosh.
Ignore them and they can be debated if needed. They should be welcomed. I am an alt furry. They should be confronted and banned from conventions. I don't care. None of these answers.
I really I don't care.
I really like that one too.
I'll just can't help but laugh at the one that admits to it. Oh my gosh. I can see
no steady. One's going to answer that one. That's going to be the button that was left unclicked.
That's why it's funny.
I mean,
If you're a meme lord like me, you pretty much hit that one when you see it.
Just to piss him off.
I don't know.
I don't know, man. Don't click the thing or you're a federal agent. I'm an old furry button.
I clicked I'm an alt furry. Like, I don't even know what that even means, but I just did.
It sounds, it sounds like a semi-subgenre or something.
It sounds like a command. You hit alt furry on your keyboard and your wallpaper changes.
you type in the command alt furry and you get all the oo-woos and oh-woos you ever wanted.
All the oo-woos.
Yes, you're right.
All the oh-woos.
Awoo.
And all the awoos. Oh wait, no, fines for that. That's still illegal.
But if you do alt furry control, you get Avira just shouting bonkers for 10 minutes.
Honestly, I need an overlay
to the tune of
bonkers.
Of Badger's mushrooms.
You know what? I need an overlay and a thing of bonkers, 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 just for the sake of it.
You like a soundboard of just bonkers and woo or whatever.
I'll figure something out.
Well, wow, holy bonkers!
Yeah,
what? All right.
Let's get the next one.
Survey, like, come on.
Yeah.
What?
All right. Next question.
Oh my gosh, there's more.
Does furry fandom have power to change the world? Why or why not?
Of course, we can change the world. Remember, fursuits are personal protective equipment.
Yes, we will basically conquer the Kung Flu with our, with our fursuits. We will.
I don't know. I actually took this question a little bit more seriously, and my answer was that yes, we can change the world because we donate to animal rescue charities. So I think that's a really good thing that, furries do.
Actually, I feel like this goes down to a philosophical question, though. Like, doesn't anyone technically have the power to change the world?
I mean, yeah, but, like, the furry fandom itself, like, they donate to a lot of charities, and some of them actually help animals, you know, survive. And I think that's a really great thing.
I mean, on a small scale, it does that. But you know what? But on a very larger scale, you know what? What if we actually could become furries and you found the mystery behind Area 51?
Ooh.
Good question. All right, next one. Would you be willing to be interviewed further? If so, listen, email, or link to the social media here. Nah. Yeah, and if you're willing to unblock at Jolt Squirrel on Twitter, I'd be down to talk. Otherwise, yeah. No.
We
will conquer the Kung Fu.
I missed the question because I was in the bathroom. What was the last question?
The 13th was, would you be willing to interview further? But that's really up to you. Number 14. Do you have photo/art of your persona that we could potentially use with the survey results? If so, please attach it. Thank you for your time.
Oh, gosh, I'm not doing that. Screw that. So they can slander me or something?
No.
No, so they basically can find you in the crowd and beat you up for not supporting BLM.
Well, yeah. I don't have a fursuit, so F that.
What did it say? They also said for certain, so.
You guys aren't finding me.
Actually,
even if you did find me, I'm sure there's plenty of other hippie stoners that look like Tommy Chong.
Maybe.
Wait, you mean that's just not the default look for hippie stoner? I thought you had to pay for DLC prices to unlock more options for hippie stoner.
Yeah, you have to pay for like costumes, like the new age retro hippie from Earthbound.
Yeah.
Or Crush the Turtle from Finding Nemo. Oh, wait, shit, that is Tommy Chong.
All right.
Oh, my God, the turtle from Finding Nemo.
That's a great turtle, by the way.
So,
yeah, man. Had...
Sorry. Yeah, sorry to break the ice, though. But, yeah, I hope you guys had fun with that weird little survey and everything else. I hope you guys, you know, if you're willing to interest, you know, if it interests you to take it, you know, go to talkpatchpress.press if you're willing to take it. If not, yeah, it's okay. But, yeah, here's some little funny thingos comments. Shitmeme Dank Post says, you need to install weapons and armor into your suits and have furry battle suits.
We're not LARPers.
Well, we're not Gundams.
Are we, though? I don't know.
I mean, we have Gundams now, so...
Yeah, they're called Zoids.
We have a single Gundam that exists in the world.
Oh yeah, the one that was built in Japan. The dude that invented it was showing it off, and he had it flip everyone off.
Yep,
I saw that.
I didn't see it. Awesome. That sounds awesome, though.
Yeah. All right. Other than that, though, so we'll start on with the main event now. So the first story we have on our timeline is the sound of all our childhoods being ruined.
Again?
Well, again and again and again in this timeline because of very, very bad decisions being made by the producers.
I'm starting to think that Tim Pool was right about that whole meteor hit Earth in 2016 theory.
I was thinking that too, yeah.
I think we got a meteor, but it's not the meteor you thought it was, you know.
Alright guys, so this is from the Gateway Pundit. Arthur, propaganda episode, teaches children it's not enough to not be racist. They must actively fight racism.
Oh boy.
So here we go.
How long ago was it that Morgan Freeman was on that interview and the dude was like, what do we do to end racism? And he was like, stop talking about it. We're still fucking talking about it?
Yeah, I love that interview.
You know, children's shows, mind you, Arthur has been around for about 25 years, probably.
I mean, I watched Arthur when I was like a wee kiddo.
So did I.
And nowadays, this recent episode that they just released is a Zoom call between Arthur and his buddy Baxter. By the way, Arthur is an aardvark and his friend is a rabbit. And they're talking to their teacher, who seems to be...
They're like lady, Mrs.
Also
Mrs.
an aardvark. McGreed,
discuss a video of a quote-unquote racist incident in this short episode.
Now, here's the thing. about racism in this show. They're all animals. Like, there are no white people. There are no black people.
Yep.
There are no nothing like that. They're all animals. And yet they're pushing this stuff on, you know, 7-year-old kids. Like, why? Why?
It's not enough to not be racist. If everyone was not racist, then there wouldn't be racism.
Pretty much.
My goodness, you know, Arthur, like, they pulled a stunt like this, you know, a year ago, back when they had Mr. Ratburn become gay and have the whole gay marriage thing.
How do you know he wasn't already gay?
Well, I guess they retconned it. You know, who knows? That's what they
retconned
did.
Retconned it?
Yep. Oh, retcon.
Ha ha ha.
That was a good one.
That's a good one, yeah.
That's a good one.
That was the entire reason I joined the furry fandom, is for the stupid puns.
Damn, bro.
I know, right?
Absolutely. But yeah, so, like, they did that at first, and I was like, oh, okay, well, you know, 8-year-old kids don't really need to know about that crap. Like, it's not really all about it. But now,
yeah,
they've gone full on woke, and they're talking about, like, modern day political issues. Yikes, man. Arthur?
Kids shouldn't be bogged down with this shit. I have a 9-year-old. I would never expect him to take on the woes of the world like this. I'm hoping to God that somewhere in his school he hasn't already been told about racism or sexism or bigotry or shit, because he's too busy playing with wooden blocks and Legos.
Well, I mean, with the political nature of our schools, though, he probably has. He just hasn't told you.
Probably. I mean, what's my son gonna give a shit about race? My mom is Asian, and I'm white. I'm sure he's seen people of other races. I don't think that he cares. I think that he knows that just people are people, and that's the way it should be. You shouldn't have to talk down to kids about fucking race.
Kids don't really, you know, have this awareness of it, but still.
My son's best friend is Mexican. And he never even knew that the dude was Mexican until his dad and I were talking, and I just mentioned it casually.
Right, so I don't know if you guys saw the video of this particular Arthur episode.
I found it too jarring.
It is so cringe. My goodness.
I read the summary, and I just basically, because I knew it was going to be super jarring to watch.
I mean, it really is, like... It's bonkers, man. Absolutely. Yeah. It's nuts. I can't even...
Oh. And I still can't get around what they're trying to do. This. How do you ascribe, you know, human races to anthropomorphics?
I really have no
idea. Yeah, which characters in Arthur are the black people? I must know.
Yeah. Let us know in the comments below.
Like, is Baxter white because his fur is white?
Is Francine, is Francine Dingo because she's of a darker color?
Francine, isn't she a monkey? Is that racist?
I thought Francine was a bear,
thought Francine was also an aardvark.
She's a monkey.
Are they racist against Pal because he's feral?
I don't know, man.
You know, this is the same thing I hated that Nickelodeon started doing, though, was, like, getting woke and putting freaking messages on their shows or, like, in between their shows about, like, don't be racist. I'm like, this is for kids. Like, let the kids be kids for a bit. They don't have to deal with adult problems that exist in the world.
Yep, on the good side, I'll show you that the video has been ratioed down. 1,700 likes versus 6,200 dislikes.
Oh, it's unavailable.
And the comments are turned off.
What happened?
Comments are turned off for all YouTube kids videos. Though,
No. PBS is not available down here in Australia, so...
The video might still be up here.
It's not available.
I could watch this with a VPN, but I'm like, do I really want to? No. I just dislike it anyway.
I have so many problems with this. It's like the brainwashing of kids. It's like trying to teach them to say something. I don't know. It's kind of like it's messed up. It's not just happening with Arthur either. I don't know if you guys watch like Nickelodeon or like stuff like SpongeBob lately, like on commercials they show like stuff about Black Lives Matters and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, they've been known as well. You would think Arthur would have done, those guys like PBS would have done that whole friggin' 8-minute George Floyd stunt, which Nickelodeon totally did, but
I just don't understand how people don't understand the Adam and Eve concept. Don't touch that tree is the first tree you go to. Don't be racist. That's going to create racism.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
It's the child in the toy box. The child in the toy box. You tell them you can play with anything but this set of blocks over here. That's the first toy they're going to go after because they want to know why you said not to play with it.
Yeah. Well, yep. That's the whole idea of like injecting politics into children's cartoons of all things.
Like, yeah, I don't.
But like surely by now, after
care about that, like it's not. Come on, like they just want to watch a cartoon, but they're injecting these ideas into their minds. It's sick, man. It really is.
Okay, so I'm gonna do a hot take. You know why this is like being allowed though? It's because it fits this whole like huge let's divide the country kind of mentality thing that has been going on in media since pre-Obama era.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's gotten worse, and it's really like the media is to blame, and you know, people like the writers of Arthur, like they're part of the problem. Like,
yep,
they are.
Also, I mean, Arthur is produced in Canada, which is land of the woke.
At a point, you should literally just realize, like, you know, this is a kid's show. We probably don't want to have them,
you know,
be exposed to this yet.
Self-awareness.
Yeah.
Self-awareness.
Kevin. It's not a strong suit, is it? Self-awareness for these people. You're right.
Ironically, if you were to preach family values or anything like that, you would just get shut off.
Right.
Well, I was thinking, right. So I was thinking about the earlier episode of Arthur. Remember like last year when they had the whole gay marriage thing? And I was thinking, okay, so you have like a 6-year-old kid, right? Like watching this show and they see a gay marriage, you know, Mr. Ratburn and all that. And then he asks his mommy and daddy about this. Like, is that really a conversation you're supposed to have with someone that young? Like to get them all confused?
Probably not. I feel like anything sexuality based should be put off until like age 10 to 12,
at least, right? Like, I mean,
yeah,
but like, it's not supposed to be pushed like this. Like this whole weird agenda. Like, why are they doing that?
Yeah, and it was very recently in human history that we even got gay marriage legalized in the first place because being gay was controversial up to that point because it was against family values.
Right. Well, it still is.
It's against moral tradition.
Yeah, well, in America, you know, at least, you know, we do have that.
I mean, I understand tolerance and accepting other people's, you know, live and let live and shit, but you don't need to indoctrinate our children into that world yet. They're too busy dealing with being a kid and trying to figure out how the world works right now.
Exactly. Like,
let them grow organically, explore their own creativity and so forth. Not, you know, that's right.
I mean, honestly, a lot of these issues should be put off until they're teenagers.
Yeah.
When they actually start to somewhat understand how the world works.
Yeah.
Yeah, once they start going through those bodily changes, you finally explain to them why they're going through these bodily changes. That's when you open the door to that conversation, not little Timmy 6-year-old and his 3-year-old brother sitting in front of the TV on Saturday morning eating their cereal.
Yeah, and watching like Arthur talk about Black Lives Matter. Like, what the hell is that?
Yeah.
Alright, yes, so we've got some interesting, we've got some GAF comments here and there. Just a little bit of a correction that I said, you know, I can't remember off the top of my head like Francine was. Toonie says, yeah, they're both monkeys. Had to check that. That's confirmed.
No, Francine is a monkey, yeah.
Yeah, that's confirmed. A couple other little interesting as well. Zinfrin Baramtor, story I read a few days ago, where a teacher was on a rant because he was pissed that he can't influence students anymore in his class because of all of this kung flu.
Yes, oh, wow. I saw that.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
He made a post on YouTube. He said he was concerned about conservative parents who might see what their kids are watching on his live stream, and he was concerned about them not liking his brainwashing techniques.
So yeah,
yikes.
So I guess you know, Corona Chan, you know, thanks for your you might be a blessing and a curse, but you know, what it is.
Good for those parents. Maybe.
I literally don't understand why conservative hate is so high when half the time most of us are just like, we're only conservative because we like our own money. That's it.
Yeah, we like, you know, we like...
I don't even consider myself conservative. I've been pushed into the conservative window by the Overton window shifting so far to the left. I'm like, dude, what the hell? I was all about free speech and marijuana legalization. How am I conservative?
I'm legit a conservative who's like, yeah, free speech, marijuana legalization, let's do it.
I mean, me too. Dude, the left has gone bonkers. Absolutely crazy.
Yep.
Oh my goodness.
And right. if you try and say anything like, oh well, let's talk about family values, they're like, No. We gotta talk about political issues right now. It's like, why?
Yeah. Dismantle the family. It doesn't matter.
All right. So I think this thing is very much, you know, it's gone through its course. It's what it is though. So yeah. If it's whatever it is, if it's as things go, you might just be, you know, it might be prudent to keep your children away from Arthur. Yeah. And yeah, so let's move on to the big main chuck.
I have a coworker friend, like I'm conservative, he's liberal, and he says the pendulum always swings back and forth. And if it goes to one extreme, it'll swing back to the other extreme.
Completely. That's what we're seeing in the world.
Yeah.
Never Democrat, man.
No. So let's go on to the main meat of the course and the namesake of our episode. Woo! Is what the fudge did Epic Games do this time? They just basically decided to take the fight against Apple and Google just to save a cent.
Okay. Another hot take. Fortnite is the worst thing to ever happen to Epic.
Really?
And I'm only saying that because, like, it made them a ton of money, but then they stopped all their other projects that actually were interesting.
They gotta milk the cow, man.
I never got into Fortnite. Everyone was blown up about how Fortnite is so amazing, and I don't care for first-person shooters, and I don't care for Minecraft, so I didn't see why a game where you first-person shoot and craft was gonna be any fun to me. I still don't.
Fortnite's more of a third person whatsoever. Minecraft, well, but still.
Let's see exactly why Epic is suing Google after this.
And taking the fight against Apple was
yikes.
That right? Yeah.
That's crazy.
Let's hear it, guys.
I agree with them. Don't.
I mean, just to start things off, they got themselves removed from the Apple. You know, from the Apple App Store because they didn't want to pay the payment processor thingy, and they didn't want to lose the 30%, the distribution fee. So here's another.
I read that it was like they were trying to give out their V-Bucks through themselves instead of through Google and Apple, and that was what pissed off Google and Apple, and they had removed their stuff.
Yeah,
which is stupid. I don't like paying an extra $1.99 every time I subscribe to someone on Twitch just because I'm using mobile. I sympathize with the people who use Epic, and I don't even like Fortnite.
I mean, we can all agree it's like a scummy business practice done by both Google and Apple.
But... Yeah,
yeah. Not I just thought that was the meat and potatoes of the article was about how Google and Apple are being monopolistic, and Epic is taking the fight to them because of. They want fair business practices, which I never thought I'd side with Epic Games on anything, but this is important.
I'm not sure if it's siding with Epic Games is the best thing to do. We'll see why, but...
Not just that. I've read that they don't treat other companies and games like this either. So they're kind of being picky here, I think. They're nitpicking, I think.
Oh, they're being super picky. I hate Fortnite because it killed Paragon.
What's Paragon?
Imagine if it was if Dota was in third person playable thingy, that would be it.
I was gonna say just picture futuristic Smite. That's probably an easier comparison. But it had, yeah, like, this very, like, in-depth card system and stuff like that, and it was cool. And, yeah, mm-hmm, Fortnite started to take off, and Epic's like, well, we're just going to pull the plug on Paragon.
Yeah.
I throw all our chips into this thing that everyone's playing right now.
Mm-hmm. I thought Paragon's supposed to be coming back anyway. Not by Epic Games, by someone else, though.
No, it's not by Epic Games. It's by... I mean, okay, so here's the thing about projects that start up, is they take an eternity because they don't, yeah, want to actually put the resources in.
That's true. Hmm.
All right, so first things first, we've got a little live comment here. First of gosh, Cyanox says, I only like Fortnite for Dire, Hybrid, and that fox, that's it. You are typical furry trash if you like that, you know, that werewolf and that fox character.
I mean, don't get me wrong, like, I'll play Fortnite with a couple of friends, but, like, we play, like, maybe once a month, and then that's it. And then we're like, we hate this.
Yeah. Here's the thing, though. We got some other advice, like, as alternatives instead. Sage says, play Fall Guys instead. I know you might have heard this game on the spotlight because it's new and trending. But
yes. I saw that.
It looks so good.
It's definitely trending right now, for sure.
It does look fun. I saw it on Alpha Rad's channel, and he's been uploading videos of it basically daily.
Are you just a regular Alpha Rad, or are you a plusy?
I don't watch the plus, no.
Oh.
I don't know. Okay. They're like little beans that like run around and do all this, you know, pastel.
It's cool. Background. It looks fun as heck. It's like really Wipeout mixed with Mario Party mixed with Battle Royale, and it looks awesome.
Yeah.
Its popularity also can be attributed to the fact that it's on PlayStation Plus right now, so a whole bunch of people are getting on it that probably wouldn't have seen it otherwise.
You know, it'll get extra popular if it landed on, you know, games with Xbox Gold or, you know.
It'll probably Xbox be next Pass, month's right? Games with Gold, I bet.
Yeah, probably.
The thing is, though, Fortnite is still pretty darn popular, so I'm wondering what in the bonkers, like, why would they do this? Like,
again, they're doing, you know, this whole thing to circumvent Apple's, like, really? To circumvent against Apple's, you know, processing fees. Like, here's the thing.
They really did.
This is why I said, you know, before you side with Epic Games, hold your horses. You might see that, you know, 30% cut that, you know, that putting it to get into someone's service is an industry standard, you know? How much do you think it's going to cost you, you know, to be allowed to host a game on Steam, for example? Or on GOG?
All the servers, like, I get that. But it's still profitable. Like, it's gotta be.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Fortnite's highly profitable. All the 12-year-olds ask their dads for V-Bucks all the time.
Oh, yeah.
It's Fortnite. Yeah. Like, come on.
I never even put Fortnite on my Switch. My son's been begging me since we stopped living together with his mom and his stepdad to put Fortnite on my Switch. I'm like, absolutely fucking not, dude. I love you very much, but not enough to put Fortnite on my Switch.
I mean, yeah.
I've never played Fortnite, honestly, but like I know a bunch of my friends do, and it's really damn popular.
So, Avery, right. Just to get back to answering your question, you know, here's this blurb. Avoiding Google Play distribution means Epic gets to keep all their in-app purchase revenue rather than paying 30% of the cut to Google. You know, most people, developers just deal with that because having the title in the Play Store makes it easier to reach a large audiences. Epic probably thinks that having the most popular game in the world gives it enough reach to go its own way.
Is that true? Is it really the most popular game in the world?
Yes and no. Yes and no.
Oh, League of Legends was far more popular. That's what I was thinking.
It's.
I don't know, man.
So, it depends on any given month, right?
Right.
Basically, League of Legends and Fortnite go back and forth all the time, and then when there's a new Call of Duty release for that month, Call of Duty is the most popular game. It just depends on the month.
Again, but to get back to the thing as well, like, you know, you have to weigh up, you know, reach, access, audience, and so forth. You know, if you run a mobile game, your option is pretty much, you know, put it on Apple's App Store and the Google Play Store.
That's what I'm saying. Google. Like, it's one of the biggest in the freaking world, man. Like. Exactly.
The problem I have with Apple is they don't allow any competitors like markets on their OS or
that's
whatever.
The thing. That's and the you would think that, you know, some people are basically, you know, there's a lot of support in this. Like, you know, Spotify is saying, you know, woo, go Fortnite, take the fight against Apple and all that. But
and even
yeah,
even,
meanwhile Spotify undercuts creators. But, you know, that's something else.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Spotify.
That's why I only use the free version of Spotify.
Yep. So do I.
I pay for it just because I hate ads, and I know that my money barely goes to creators, but I'm like, you know what? If I really liked what I get here on it, I'll just go buy an album from them.
Yeah.
I was thinking the same thing about you.
Where do you buy physical CDs anymore?
I mean, you can buy digital albums.
I actually buy physical CDs to some degree. Here in Australia, we have an electronic store that has like a big music collection.
So. Best Buy still has a huge music collection, actually, surprisingly.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, neat. I should go to Best Buy.
And then I guess like in Denver, I actually have a CD store. Oh, and Boulder. If I drive to Boulder, there's like a record and CD store.
Yeah, and I think even Barnes & Noble has a CD section as well, I believe. Barnes & Noble has
One sec. Tooney also suggests maybe try GameStop and Walmart if you're in that part of the world.
I'm not really sure about GameStop, but Walmart definitely has CDs all the time.
Yeah.
GameStop might have like the special edition OST for the latest Zelda game, if you're lucky.
Yeah, like Walmart's not gonna have like what you're looking for, probably. They're just gonna have like the
Or if you're literally after something whatever. Exotic, why not try the thrift shop or the antiques?
That's a good idea.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Might find something that I've never listened to before there.
Yeah, they usually have records in those places, yeah.
I'm all about that.
Yeah, right on.
Oh, there's a store called Second and Charles here as well that you could find a whole bunch of CDs.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah. So, what do you think, though? Are you sitting on the middle of the fence? Do you not care about, you know, do you want to get that Apple and Epic literally slug it out? Because after all, Epic decided, you know, to take a jab by releasing this 1984, you know, video like that Apple once did ages ago, and then Fortnite put its own spin on it.
Wow. Fortnite, they're just trolling at this point. It's amazing. Let's play it.
It's funny because I remember watching this. I actually saw this when I booted up was it Fortnite yesterday when I was playing with my nephew?
For those watching that don't know, this is a reference to 1984. The INSOC, like the propaganda that they would tell the people and everyone would, you know, cheer for it. And this is Fortnite basically just giving a massive FU.
Yeah, middle finger, yeah.
It's incredible.
Hashtag, I mean, I don't know. Fortnite. It's two companies that I hate both of them. It's three companies that I hate all three of them, really. And if they want to go at it, I just want to see what comes of it all.
The only thing that might actually, no, this might be good for YouTube if YouTube just starts banning Fortnite creators or like prevents Fortnite from being made as content. They wouldn't, but that would be hilarious, honestly, if that was like,
you know, how much ad revenue they would lose.
That would be such a mistake. That'd be such a big, massive mistake.
Okay, but I mean, you and I as YouTubers know that Susan makes mistakes all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like Fortnite, though, like if they were to ban creators, like, or just doing their content and like just doing their thing, yeah.
How quickly would Twitch go down the toilet if they banned Ninja?
Oh, very fast, actually.
Well, that too.
I don't think he uses Twitch anymore, does he?
He is back on Twitch now.
Yeah, he came back because, you know.
Oh, he came back.
He's back. He's doing this.
And then all of the Fortniters go over to BitChute, and BitChute skyrockets overnight.
Well, DLive would be the next best thing, you know. If Ninja goes, if all the popular streamers go on to DLive, then that's going to skyrocket.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. But yeah, BitChute, yeah. I'm just bummed, you know, freaking Twitter can't handle the heat against BitChute. So neither can YouTube.
I don't think that YouTube is going to actually.
You know, in due time, I'm planning to set up, you know, as I said in every blurb, we're going to set up in BitChute at some point, very, you know, within the next, you know, some time of frame. But
Of course.
We will.
Yeah.
got to expand that reach, and you know, we'll find other platforms to stream on. But yeah, other than that, though, you know, I say just let the Nintendo's be games, and yeah. So I guess, yeah, that leaves us with one last, one last dessert item on the plate. Avira, since you mentioned this, why don't you give us a little bit of a rundown? Because this one is NASA to re-examine nicknames for cosmic objects.
All right. I shall give y'all the rundown. Hey. Unfortunately, the wokeness has spread beyond planet Earth. Ooh. It has gone into the stars. And so NASA is now determining what should and shouldn't be the names of cosmic bodies in the universe. Yep. So now they're renaming things to appease the political correctness crowd.
Rightio, like, read this first sentence from NASA's official blog. As the scientific community works to identify and address systemic discrimination and inequality in all aspects of the field, it has become clear that certain cosmic nicknames are not only insensitive, but can be actively harmful. NASA is examining this use of unofficial terminology for cosmic objects as part of its commitment to diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Unofficial terminology. Now, that's a very scary term.
So does this mean we can't call something a white dwarf anymore?
Oh boy.
That's called.
Is that basically is that colors? Racism and heightism at the same merge into one?
White dwarf? Probably.
Probably.
I thought that was what they called Peter Dinklage on the set of Game of Thrones.
Man, I don't know what
can we not call them black holes anymore?
No. They're holes of color.
Solar systemic racism.
My God.
The galaxy shall claim its own.
Yeah, the Milky Way, right? So honestly, with this article, they're talking about specific types of celestial bodies, like nebulas that they name. For instance, there's the Eskimo Nebula.
Yes.
Eskimo.
Yeah.
How is Eskimo racist? Eskimo is an Inuit term. Well, it means snowshoe maker. It was created by the people that are called Eskimos.
I know, but it was the Eskimo Nebula, and they said that it was,
A widely viewed as a colonial term with a racist history imposed on the indigenous people of Arctic regions, most official documents have moved away from its use. Citation, NASA blog.
It's not a colonial term! It was made by the indigenous people that it's allegedly offensive to.
Well, apparently, that's what they're trying to do now. So.
Well,
now
you
they're
know,
revisionist historians.
Well,
fuck you
NASA.
Everything's
racist.
Everything. Yeah.
Has anyone here seen Avenue Q?
Of course.
Everybody's a little bit racist sometimes.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean we go around committing hate crimes.
True.
Yeah, but NASA, like, really? Are they renaming galaxies now?
Oh no. What's going to happen because I called a star Eskimo?
Okay, first of all, the star is going to get offended and it's going to write a 3,000 word letter to your manager, all right?
Okay, wow. Karen. Like, nobody.
Yeah, a 300 letter page to the Daily Sun.
Like, for real. Who actually cares?
No. The Daily Planet.
My goodness gracious. Why?
Because racism is the kryptonite of our society.
Because racism is a trending topic.
We're talking about.
Racism is a trending topic, so everyone has to get their hands in it.
Oh, Jesus, God.
Damn. Were there any other names that they canceled over at NASA?
Oh,
any other star names?
I don't know. They also don't want to use the term Siamese Twins Galaxy.
Why?
Oh, really? Why?
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
Isn't that exclusion? isn't the fact that they want to use the name Siamese Twins Galaxy like an acknowledgement of Siamese twins? I'm trying to understand this from the woke lens. Like, isn't it not inclusive to not have a name like that?
I mean, if it offends one person, it offends one person too many. That's the woke lens in a nutshell.
By the way, guys, either way, NASA's screwed because either it's inclusive or it's exclusive.
Pretty much.
Right, so I have to say, like, this is not satire. This is not the Babylon Bee. This is the government website of NASA itself.
NASA, your job is science and space exploration, not keeping people's feelings in check.
Right.
Like,
I don't think most companies' job is keeping feelings in check unless you're like a psychologist company. I can see psychology.
Yeah, but they're scientists.
Or like a therapist.
They're scientists. They're supposed to be finding facts.
I could see psychology today, like, making a point about this, but like, freaking NASA. Yeah, I know.
No, definitely not NASA.
Wow.
Who the fuck cares what you call the stars?
The stars care, Leo.
I could point to the North Star and decide that that's Leo Aries, and no one has to listen to me. No one cares.
The stars care, Leo. They have feelings. Even though they're inanimate objects that exist to serve the universe, they have feelings.
What's next?
Are they going to express their rage at us by throwing us, you know, giving us meteor strikes?
I guess yes.
That would be more newsworthy than this bullshit.
You know, this. I think this is exactly the subplot of Final Fantasy VII. I'm not really sure, but, you know, the stars got mad at us, so they attacked us.
The stars got mad at us.
I think that actually checks out, you know, that you think, and, you know, looking at it a bit more. But, you know, in light of all this, though, can I just say, if our hope is not with NASA, then our hope for future space exploration, space discovery, and the naming of stars will have to lie with Daddy Elon and SpaceX.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
What about Trump's Space Force? Don't forget the Space Force. What if they just start their own brand of NASA and call it Assin?
Assa.
Oh. Assa.
God. Actually, no. I'd either join SpaceX or Trump Space Force. Or better yet, Japan is planning to make a Space Force of its own, and we might fly there with Gundams.
Yes.
That'd be kind of funny if they do that.
Fantastic.
You know what's ironic is that the Pentagon, whose entire purpose is to protect the country, has done more to confirm alien life than NASA has.
Oh, really?
They did that back in April. Remember, like, when aliens existed, the Pentagon literally just flat out said, yep, these are UFOs, these are aliens.
Really?
Okay. Dude, they did, yeah. We talked about this on a podcast.
I probably missed it.
Well, yeah. No one cared because of Corona-chan was ravaging the planet. So,
wow. Okay. Interesting.
The government was like, "Yep, here we go."
Aliens. You know, I really hate how we introduced the Murder Hornet and Alien Arc into this season of Earth, and we just did nothing to develop it.
Right? Yeah.
It's a lost potential for the world. That's what it is.
No one bought that DLC pass. That's the problem.
I did. I was down for it. I was like, "Murder Hornet, sign me up!" Like, I'm ready to just unleash them.
Hell yeah! Right? Why not?
Why not, right?
Bring it on.
Bring it on.
They decided that it was too unbalanced.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I mean, it kills off any, like, native stinging insects as well, so... Mm.
It does, yeah. They kill honeybees, unfortunately. Yeah.
They kill honeybees, they kill lesser wasps, they kill lesser hornets, they kill
they
everything.
They also kill humans.
Yeah.
Hence the name.
Yeah. Kind of a problem.
Yeah.
But I mean, the aliens, man. We could have let the aliens go, at least.
Dude, the aliens!
Yeah, we could have at least seen where they go with that. I mean,
okay,
it's unbalanced. But...
Okay, honest question here. Would you shag an alien if you had the chance?
A shag?
What
do you mean?
Depends on what the alien looks like.
Yeah, it depends. It depends on the alien.
Okay.
If it's an amorphous blob, no.
Okay, then here's the other question. Would an alien shag a furry?
How do we know? They didn't release the aliens.
Oh, that's true.
Maybe, I don't
know. I think you have to do some sort of, you know, old interpretive dance or a mating ritual to entice the alien to go, you know, counting on language barriers and so on.
You have to make sure you yef just the right way.
Oh my god.
You have to play a puzzle game to boost your stats and then talk to the girl.
No. You have to get her like up, and then, you know, and then the chance for basically for a shag will open up.
Hey, Joel.
Buy her a present, and if it's not the right present, you lose out on the odd opportunity for the rest of the game.
Wow. Hey, Joel, I think this is a perfect time for an overlay.
What do you think? What do you got in mind? Shall we have...
You know which one I was thinking.
Clown World.
Yes.
Ah, damn it, it covers my face.
Correct. That's it. That's where we are.
Man. At this rate, like, I'm just expecting dinosaurs to erupt from, like, some subterranean layer that hasn't been untouched by the oils industry and just, like, destroy all of the oil rigs.
Don't give 2020 don't jinx it. Ideas. Because shit's already been bonkers. Like, you don't want to get into that.
Yeah.
I think we can go down a million rabbit holes trying to figure this mess out, but, you know. But I guess the first thing we do have to deal with is, you know, and now, you know, are the constellations going to be Karens? Because they were not named correctly.
No, they're going to be Kyles. They're going to beat us up because we made fun of them.
Really? Kyles?
I don't know.
Meanwhile,
man.
God's up in the office, frantically searching for the reset button.
Nah, I think we're either going to experience like a massive solar flare or a meteor strike, or I don't know if their fury is going to be brought upon this world.
Oh boy!
Yeah, we need a hard reset.
Yeah,
I mean, you could say whatever the stars are going to do to us might be of cosmic proportions.
Damn right.
Well, it depends.
Speaking of stars,
are they gay stars or like?
They're gonna get their revenge for us calling them Eskimos.
Well, you gotta make sure you gender them properly. You know, if these stars get all offensive now. Oh my goodness. Wow. Can't be having that.
Man. I can sense a good amount of potential memes to come out of this.
I could as well.
Unfortunately, the current meme has to do with Umbrella Academy, so I think we gotta wait a month.
Oh god.
Umbrella Academy, isn't that X-Men knockoff?
Pretty much. I don't know. I haven't seen the show. My favorite meme about that show is like literally a bunch of umbrellas blowing in a hurricane. And it's like the umbrellas on the way to their academy or something. I don't know. I haven't seen the show.
That sounds like a finger for a
I prefer
plot
Umbrella
Mary
Corporation.
Movie. Honestly, I think that sounds like a plot from Mary Poppins movie.
Probably,
yeah.
So, yeah. I guess, ooh, look at that. I guess that is that this week. Wow. What a bunch of crazy, don't you guys think? Like, sure, it had its up and slow moments, but we managed to knock this one out.
At this rate, like, are we going to be able to handle any more crazy, Jolt?
I don't know, man. This is the current year. We have to, otherwise, you know.
Choice, yeah.
Otherwise, none of us can see the Netflix documentary of 2020 that'll air on December 31st, 2020.
Oh, God. I cannot even wait, like, for a documentary about 2020. So it should be absolutely.
I'm telling you that Netflix probably is already doing it, and they probably have a release date pretty soon after 2020 ends.
I don't know. Probably. It'll be all about.
Dude, beginning. Can you believe the Mayans were off by only 8 years?
maybe.
Yeah. Well, now they have to live to see their failed prophecy. But hey. But this is the time we live in, so yeah. It'll be a crazy decade, you're right. So, yeah, I guess that's that, though. So, this is all we have for the week. Who'd like to close up the show and, like, the summation of, you know, the current news cycle and so forth? Just make a closing statement, one by one. Who'd like to start?
Okay, I'll do it. So, Dogpatch is an idiot. The Canadians who make Arthur are idiots. NASA's an idiot, and I skipped one.
Epic Games.
Amen.
Yeah, I wouldn't say I wouldn't say I'd be cheering for them, but yeah. All right, so next up, Earthpower, have you got anything?
Yeah, thanks for having me again, and yeah, pretty much it. I enjoyed my time today here, so it was a lot of fun.
Great, good. Yeah, as always, my pleasure. No dragons, please.
Yeah, thanks for having me again. And furry raiders, make sure that the cancel culture doesn't get to the oo-woo.
No, we must have our oo-woos.
Precious oo-woo.
We must have them all. They will not take it away from us. And Avira.
Ow-woo!
Yes. $350.
Fantastic show. Oh, I love you guys. Amazing. This was super fun, and hope to see you guys again next week.
Indeed. And, of course, at the end, as I always say, thanks for guys tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this as much as we did in the production of the show. It's always a lot of fun to keep you guys, informed and entertained, as we always do. Our episodes, as always, are found on Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher. More later on, as we are contemplating BitChute and further down the line. And that is it for the week. Farewell, and until next time.